We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on 103.1 The Ticket, your home for Detroit sports in Lapeer, Tigers, Red Wings.
Tiger.
The best sports talk lineup, too. These guys are awesome.
I can't get the station at my house, so I just keep the app going all the time. And my wife's like, you really like that station. I go, I do. Yeah. It's good.
It's good
all
stuff.
All day long. It's good sports news. So
hey, we're going to get into the five-shot revolver. You got to be pretty competent shot to rely on five shots.
You do.
John is.
I had a lot of fun. I love shooting my five-shot revolvers.
I
love them.
We're going to
talk. They're small. They're cool. But I want to talk about this 380 one. So.
We're going to talk about the 380. We're going to talk about that here in a moment.
Yep.
But first, a couple things. Reliable Enterprise. We're going to talk about Jeremy.
Yeah.
He's the sponsor of the segment. But also, you do have another gun raffle.
Yeah, I do.
You swore you weren't going to do one this year, you're not, technically.
Well, I'm not.
Jacob's in charge.
I have almost nothing to do with it. Jake's in charge of this one. But he does have a really good raffle going on this year. This is all for the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation. Raffle Michigan license number 8 or R87721.
When do I have to get my tickets back to you?
Soon. The drawing's October 3rd.
Okay.
So it's going to be drawn at the end of the Harvest Fest in Flushing.
Okay.
So it's coming up on October 3rd. So we got a month to sell them, basically. A month and about 6 weeks.
All right.
But we got it's all American guns. It's six really nice Ruger rifles. Hard to find Ruger 10/22s. And I say hard to find because these are like distributor exclusives, Magpul exclusives, beautiful guns. You can go to our website and check them out. Go to tommysheart.org, check it out. I think we also have it on the GSS.com. I'll double check on that. But we will be dishing these guns out from our good friends at Williams Gunsight.
I was going to ask,
October.
Yeah. Do they have, can you see them there?
No, they got them all in stock, but we got really good pictures on the internet for
all
them.
Right.
So it's all good. So what it's doing is the raffle drawing is October 3rd, and this money is going to purchase 10 four-packs of CPR dummies, and we're going to distribute them to schools that need them. And this is an ongoing thing that we do every year, and we're always searching for funding to pay for them. And Jake says, well, you already got the CPR money going, or this AED money going good. Why don't I do some CPR dummies? And I said, that's perfect. So we do four packs for schools. That way more kids can get trained in CPR. And we'll do more than that this year, but it's one of the things we're going to do with this money. So it's important. It's just $5 a piece for the tickets. Be generous. Buy $50 worth. You know, come get a bunch of tickets. Buy $100 worth. Now, you can get them in a lot of places. They're out. You can get them if you're lucky. I think you'll be able to get them at Metamora at Modern Concrete in Metamora. You can also get them at Wins Electrical Supply in Burton, right here on Saginaw Street in Burton. They've got it set up, and they sell a lot of tickets for me there. A few other places. Dan has some here, but he's kind of tight-lipped about it. But that's okay. I got to remind him every week.
I've been
busy. I understand.
I'll be buying the rest of them.
No, you don't need to buy the rest.
No,
of them.
No, it's not that many. You only brought a few.
I only brought you 75. So no, I think I brought you 20. But when I hand somebody 100, I'll say you'll get somebody that'll buy them all. Because last year I sold like three different times during our gun raffle. People bought 100 tickets from me at one time, handed me $500.
Wow.
You know, I was like, thank you. You know, and that helps us a lot. So
yeah,
now,
for sure.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. There's another guy, Jeremy. He's got tickets. So he's got a bundle of tickets, too. You can buy them from him. Jeremy at Reliable has been a dear friend for a long, long time. Excellent builder and outstanding at decks. I've got one deck right now I need to beg him to come over and knock out real quick for me. I got to resurface an old deck, Dan. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
He's the guy for it. His number is 810-429-6957. Licensed, insured. And he cares. He cares enough to do it right the first time, and that's why I like Jeremy so much. And I refer him on a weekly basis, on this
Real
show
craftsman.
And in person.
Does great work.
He does. So, and he'd be glad I was talking about this revolver because he likes mine like this. And I'm going to tell you about this. Now, we're talking about a revolver that shoots .380 ammunition. Now, you would think that like a .38 Special might be able to shoot them, but this gun is designed specifically for 380s. Now, it shoots with moon clips. Moon clips hold the back end of the shell And I'm showing, Dan's got his hand up, but the teacher's showing him a picture.
Oh, just like a cap gun.
Very similar to a cap gun, only they're not red plastic caps.
Exactly. Going there. Oh, I'm very familiar
now,
with
those. Now, the shells lock into it, and then you have those in your pocket, like a speed load.
Easy reload.
Very easy reload.
Speed reloading.
You have your hand up still.
Yeah. Isn't a 38 special the same as a 380?
No.
38, if you add, couldn't you add a zero, and it's the same thing as a 380?
Darn near, but just a little different. So, 38 special.
This is very confusing.
The shell is about an inch long. A 380, the shell's about a half inch long.
So it's diameter versus length.
Yes. So the diameter is only a 2,007 inch difference between the two. The 380 bullet is 356 diameter. The 38 special bullet is 358 diameter.
Oh, geez.
Oddly enough, they're called 38s and 380s, but they're actually 36 caliber. So it's kind of an odd thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's
designedly perplexed.
It confuses people all the time.
Yeah.
But it was done a long time ago, so we don't hold it against them, you know? Now, the 380 revolver I'm speaking of, this 380 ultralight Taurus. And I've got one of these, and I really enjoy it. It's a fun gun to shoot. It is small. It is light. It's a 5-shot. And it's actually shorter than a normal revolver because the chamber doesn't have to be that long. But here's the gotcha. With the revolver,
the barrel looks like it's less than 2 inches.
It's a 2-inch barrel, and then the cylinder, and the whole gun's
it's teeny tiny.
It's pretty darn small. Oh, the barrel is 1.75 inches.
Yeah.
Right. You got a good eye.
Huh.
Quarter inch discerning eye. Yeah. Now, the gun itself is 5.95 inches long, so it's under 6 inches long.
Jeez.
So it's a small gun.
Yeah.
Now, the difference is with a semi-automatic, the shell goes in the barrel. The barrel is encapsulated all the way out, so all your pressure goes out. With the revolver, there's a gap between the revolving cylinder and the barrel.
Yep. So you get a backflow.
You lose a little pressure,
and
the flame goes out. Never have your fingers next to that because that can cut you.
Okay.
I had to send our good friend Tim McKnight a note this week because he shoots a .454 Casull handgun.
Uh-huh.
And I showed him the video of when they put a hot dog next to the revolver, and they pull the trigger, and it explodes the hot dog.
Oh.
Don't get your finger out there.
So you don't have that pointer finger out along the barrel.
You'll never be able to pick your nose with your left finger again,
geez,
because your right finger is going to be on the trigger because he's right-handed. But his left hand will be out there, and if you need to wear a glove or something. And they still hurt even with the glove. The pressure is tremendous out of a very powerful round. Out of a 380, it's not going to be as much, but it still ain't going to tickle.
Yeah.
It'll leave black smudges.
How would that compare to like putting your tongue on a 12-volt battery?
It'd kind of be like a 9-volt battery. I don't know about a 12-volt, but a 9-volt I'm familiar with.
See, I would drive Jacob crazy.
Yeah, I can't get my tongue all the way across the 12-volt battery. Although you went to Michigan State, you might be able to.
I
use 9 volts.
Nine volts, yeah, I guess that's what I meant.
So
you knew what I meant.
I did know what you meant. So if you want to carry concealed carry in a 380 concealed, you want to think about a revolver because you like one of the drawbacks from semi-automatics, the semi-automatic revolvers sometimes they jam. Sometimes they don't work. Revolvers seem to almost always work. As long as your ammo's good, it works. So they are liked, and I still love carrying mine. I switch it off. It's like changing shoes for me. You know, I'm going revolver today. It's a wheel gun. Wheel gun Wednesday, you know?
Is it an accessory thing? Or?
Well, you know, I do have color-coordinated grips for it. I have three different sets of grips for it. So it's Smith & Wesson just came out with new 38 Specials and 357 Magnums. They're stainless. They're beautiful guns. And the grips are blue, and sights are red, and the gun is silvery white. And
red,
so it's a 250th anniversary gun.
Nice.
And they have special engraving on them.
Mm-hmm.
So accessorizing your guns is not a new thing. It's not. I've been accessorizing. You know, I hacksawed my first pellet gun when I was 9.
Well, of course you did.
And my dad freaked out that I cut my, I made it into a shortened rifle. But it was a pellet gun, you know? And then he took the tools away from me for about 6 months.
Yes,
But anyways, so that happens. Now, so this thing only being roughly 6 inches long, shooting a 380 ACP, I haven't ever tested ballistics to see what it does out of them. I would still go the hottest loads I could. I'd go with a Liberty or something similar. Another company called Pilgrim, but it's undetermined right now if Pilgrim's going to stay on the market. I'm trying to find out who's marketing these bullets for Liberty but I know they're making like a million bullets a week out of their factory here in Michigan. So they're going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Who's getting them? I know they're doing a lot for police forces. Mm-hmm. I just got to figure out where I can get more because I'm running low.
Gotcha.
I'm down to just a few hundred left. I used to go to the range and shoot them, and anymore I kind of cherish them. But they're pretty neat. They're a neat round. So these 380 revolvers, you can get them. The MSRP is right around 500, but you can actually get them for like $399, $409, and they're quality. It's got a bobbed hammer. It's designed to go in your pocket in what we call a sticky holster. It's a holster that goes in your pocket. It hides the gun really good. It makes it kind of look like you got a wallet in your pocket. And you pull the gun out, and the gun comes out smooth. It's got very low back sights. It's basically a point-and-shoot gun, and that's a good way to learn. Learn how to shoot a revolver like that through instinctive shooting. There's your target. You're shooting at a man-sized target, center mass, put three in it, and then assess. Check your surroundings. Check your six, as they say. Mm-hmm. But which is behind you. But anyways, so the 380 ACP market is impressive right now. There are so many guns. Derringers, and I wouldn't mind having a Derringer in 380. It'd be kind of fun. I see people shooting like 45-70 shells through a Derringer. I'm like, you're nuts. I wouldn't do it. It would be surgically removed from my face after I pulled the trigger because it's going to jump back and catch me. I don't have the strength in my hands like I used to when I was building. I don't have that strength anymore. I got to hold on with both hands and pray it doesn't fly out of my hands.
Keep it out in front of you.
Yeah. At arm's reach as long as my arthritic elbows will let it happen. Listen to me. So, but the semi-automatic handguns on the market right now, it'll make your head spin. Everybody's coming out with 380s because it is so popular. Hmm. And they're coming out with new updated versions. Gersan has one of the coolest ones out there. It's got the pop-up barrel. Instead of having to rack the first round in, it's got a little lever. The barrel pops up. You stick the shell in and you click it down. So it's very good for arthritic hands.
Uh-huh.
There's these guns now you can get that have little levers on them for arthritis.
Gotcha.
Because as we get older, and then, there's millions and millions and millions of us armed.
After that one is in the chamber, then the rest are fed through
the magazine in there, and it automatically feeds the next one.
Yep.
And it's a double action trigger, so you don't even have to cock it. All you have to do is pull the trigger, and it cocks it itself. So nice guns and lots of cool things. So we're going to commercial break again. So remember to fill up that coffee. We're going to start talking about WilliamsGunsight.com in just a minute. We got exciting things to talk about of what their inventory looks like.
I would imagine he may have picked a gun or two that he's going to talk about. Specifics.
Or more.
Maybe plus eight. Plus more. It's a Gunsmith.
As many as I can fit in. How's that?
103.1 The Ticket. Back right after this with more Gunsmiths.